You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
To the game of the week, maybe the game of the century for the Cincinnati Bengals, a 41-17 win for Cincinnati on the road against the Baltimore Ravens. Cincinnati now 5-2 on the season, just like their division rivals, the Ravens. Cincinnati's in first place in the AFC North, Pete, and of their five wins, they already have one on the road in Baltimore, on the road in Pittsburgh. I know you and I are down on the Steelers, but still, that's really impressive. This was maybe the biggest win for the Bengals this millennium. I mean, I don't know that that's an overstatement. And I do want to say, I want to come out first. I can't believe that I was wrong, but I was really down on Zach Taylor. I thought Zach Taylor could be the first head coach to be fired, and I was wrong. And I was walking my dog this morning, and I had the thought, I did not give Zach Taylor the same benefit of the doubt that I got so pissed about Mike McCarthy not getting. Last year, I was so upset that nobody gave Mike McCarthy a chance because Dak Prescott went down. The Cowboys had all these other injuries, et cetera. Zach Taylor lost Joe Burrow last year. Like, I mean, you know, and maybe, obviously, this success is more tied to Burrow than anything else. But, you know, you got to give Zach Taylor a fair shot. And, I mean, there's no denying it at this point. The guy's a pretty good coach. I mean, this was an impressive – this wasn't just a win. This was an ass kick.
Yeah, we got another game left in Week 7. But let's just, for argument's sake here, call it Week 8. Top of the AFC, 1, 2, 3. Cincinnati Bengals, Las Vegas Raiders, Tennessee Titans. We're nearly halfway through the season. It is not early. It is what it is right now, where those teams are leading the top of the conference. And I think the question of the hour out of this game is, are the Cincinnati Bengals the best team in the AFC? The
quarterback. I wouldn't go that far, but I guess it's a fair question.
Who else? But I'll throw it back to you and say, okay, but who else? Because then you can make a reason for anyone be having a weakness as compared. But I go to the Bengals.
Who were the four best teams? Like, it doesn't have to be division winners, because I think the four best teams in some order are the Chargers, the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Bills. Right. That's the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't.
I think you got to put the Titans in there now. Did we do that?
We didn't. I'm not willing to go that far. But I guess
the Titans just
to.
Beat the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs in back-to-back weeks.
Beating the Chiefs is—I'm sorry, but beating the Chiefs is not like something to pound your chest over right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm—you know—beating the Bills is impressive, but you know they partly beat the Bills because you know a play didn't go Buffalo.
It's just—it's football is weird because this is a Titans team that lost to the New York Jets 3 weeks ago, right. And so it's just tough to figure out. So what I'm saying is the AFC is wide open, and what I'm saying is why not the Bengals? The quarterback is there. Protection is probably a little bit better than we thought it might be. Running back, check. An absolute stud star at wide receiver who has a rapport with the quarterback, check. The defense held Lamar Jackson, the Bengals defense held Lamar Jackson, who is perhaps the league's best player right now. And again, that's up for debate. I understand. But to 17 points, and they hit him 7 times. And so I don't know who the best team in the AFC is, but maybe the better question instead of are the Bengals the best team in the AFC is why not the Bengals?
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.